the John Williams score, it's not playing a Jewish melody. It's a big fanfare that sounds like something out of Napoleonic, like the First Consul. It's very much evoking a kind of European glory and heroism. And as I said, Christopher Reeve himself, even though the character is like a stand-in for a Jewish, you know, character, he himself presents as super Aryan. So we have to be careful, because if we deny that these things have an appeal, or that they strike a chord, or that they are objectively good, you could almost get too like puritanical with it. Like, oh, well, we can't, because that's Jewish propaganda. We can't ever enjoy that. But I think there's a way you can understand that. You can recognize a thing's aesthetic, artistic merits, and still then understand consciously that this is promoting something bad. And actually, it's funny, because the gay Superman, what they're doing with it right now is really putting the nail in the coffin. It's kind of like organized football in the United States is something that has been used to distract and occupy white people, certain kind of white men, for decades. It's been literally like bread and circuses to keep people's mind off politics. And now by politicizing football, they're making it very easy for us to wean people off these fake distractions. So I think that's the thing with stuff like Superman. It's we can be thankful, actually, that they're taking it in the direction. They're shitting the bed with their own propaganda, because it doesn't have an appeal anymore. I mean, those days are over.